Yes.
If you can tap for the past, can you tap for the future?
Mm-hmm. And so when we do like our happy tap,
if you want to be somewhere in some position, can you tap that, I'm going to be up there, I care, law of attraction, is tapping that?
I mean, a lot of people do. The belief in studying vibrational law is that it's not that you're tapping the affirmation in or the intent in, it's that you're releasing all resistance to it. So what you want to tap on is anything, any limiting belief or any past memory that would limit you from having that. Because the vibrational law, law of attraction, teaches that we're worthy of everything. The only reason we don't allow it is because of some old story or some unhealed emotion that limits us.
When you were tapping for 6 years or whatever, past, I just didn't feel like connecting because my mind is gone. It's all new. So if I can tap, I'm going to be that.
Yeah, and when you're doing that, you'll be clearing resistance to it. I love to tap with affirmations. And what usually will happen is you'll notice things come up that you're resistant to.
When I do something for the future and the past is going to interfere?
No, you may not be conscious. You may just clear it. But the only reason you don't have what you really want today, whether it's a job or money or a relationship or health, is because there's some things unaddressed that you've experienced that didn't feel good to you.
Issues that I don't want to talk about.
Well, maybe you don't know what they are.
Maybe not.
You know, if we knew, we wouldn't need tapping. Remember, tapping's not about your logical mind. If you knew what the issue was and how to fix it, you'd fix it. You'd have it. Tapping addresses some part of us we don't understand, the energetic body.
Yeah, I have a question. Let's say, referring to what he was mentioning, for example, you have to deal with a certain issue with so-and-so person. Now, you're already, you know, in your mind and in the process, you're already dealing with what you're going to present in that confrontation or discussion or whatever. But as much as you think that you prepare yourself, you still don't know exactly how you're going to vibrate and respond to whatever the other person is doing. So what he's saying, if I understood correctly, I mean, can you prepare yourself tapping to that kind of specific meeting?
Mm-hmm.
That means that in terms of your frequency, you will be able to deal and you'll have enough ways to keep yourself where you want to be and not where the other person is going to pull you to.
Well, and again, it's because you would clear any disbelief, any hesitation, any issues of rejection, so that you could maintain a high vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Let me